We are learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Om Rabbi Yechonon, Chacham Sheomar B'Loshen Baal, U'Baal Sheomar B'Loshen Chacham Le'ema Klum. Chacham, when he's Mater Neder, he says, Mutalach, Loshen Mutar. When a Baal's Mefer Neder, he says, Mufar Lachi. So Rabbi Yechonon is Mechadish, a Chiddish. He says, Chacham that used the Loshen Baal, the guy came to the Chacham, and he came to the Matan, and he goes, Mufar Lachi. You know, it could be a Shtigla Amaris then, the Chacham, I'm sure he's called the Chacham, but he says, Mufar Lachi. The Loch is, it does not work. And a Baal says, Mutalach, it does not work either. How do we know? The Tayyum to the Braisa. Zeh Adova. It says in the Pasuk, at the beginning of the parasha of Nedarim, it says, Vedaber Moshe el Roshei Hamatois, Livnei Yisrael, Leimor, Zeh Adova Shiva Hashem. So we dash in Zeh Adova, this Dova. Hachokam Matim in Baal Matar? Sheyachol, you would think that a Machokam Shein Mefer. Chokam can't do a Faro. Could be Matir. Baal Shein Mefer, and then Shein Matar. Baal could do a Faro. He shouldn't be able to be Matar. It's a Kalachimer. Tamalem is Zeh Adova, let's be exact. And the opposite is true also. Chokam Matim in Baal Matar. Chokam Matim in Baal Matar. Tanya, sorry. Zeh Adova, Chokam Matim in Baal Matar. And the other thing is true also. Tanya Yidach. Zeh Adova. Baal Mefer ve'in Chokam Mefer. Sheyachol ma Baal she'in Matar. A Baal cannot do a Torah. Still Mefer, Chokam Shematim, didn't she Mefer? Tamalem is Zeh Adova. Baal Mefer ve'in Chokam Mefer. So far, what we see is that Zeh Adova says it has to be exactly like this. The Chacham has to do it in his Lashon, which is our Torah, and the Baal does it in his Lashon, which is our Farah. Now the question is, where Bishlam Baal, it says in the Torah, a Lashon of HaFarah. But Masha'inkein, where did it say by Chacham, a Lashon of Mutalacha? Where did it use that Lashon? How do you know that's the Lashon? Who told you that's the Lashon? So, because in the Torah, it uses Lashon Yofer, it uses that Lashon. So we know that's the Lashon of the Baal. But HaTorah is the Lashon HaTorah's Dharm in the Torah anywhere. The Ran's bothered by this. And the Ran says, since the Pasuk says L'yachal Devaroi, which means by a person's name, there's a Lashon L'yachal Devaroi. So it means, shouldn't make your words Chulin. Now, the Chulin, the Lashon Mutter is Shayach by it. When you say something is Chulin, it's Mutter. Osir, so it's not chulin. That's the lashon mutter. That's the Ran first says. Ran is a kasha. The Yishalmi says that the lashon ein kan neder or ein kan shvua is also a good lashon for taras adarim. How do we notice bezman azev? Because you do a taras adarim erev Rosh Hashanah. You say ein kan neder, ein kan shvua, ein kan shamta. That's the ultimate use. We use that lashon. So the Yishalmi says that lashon works. That's not mutter. So that can't be the vart. So what's the vart? Zok the Ran. That the difference is like this. The Chacham has to use a Lashon that's mashma, it's oikil l'mafreya. And therefore, Lashon mutter means it was always mutter. In Kaneda, it was never aneda. Masheken Hafara sounds like from now and on. Hafara is Lashon of annulment or it's a bittel. So there, that's something that happens but kan l'abah from now and on. So that's what it means. The Chacham used a Lashon that means it's oikil l'mafreya. And a Baal used Lashon of Hafara, which means Mekan Laba. And the Gemara is saying from the word Zeh Hadava, this is Dafka. Zeh Hadava has to be exactly the way it is. And the Braisa goes weiter to make another Gzeres Shava to Shchut Echutz, and we'll see for which Dinim that's the Geir. Nemekan Zeh Hadava. It says in the parasha of Nedarim Zeh Hadava Shiva Hashem, and it says also by the parasha of Shchut Echutz, Benemel Halon, in parasha of Achrei Moyes, which is before, Zeh Hadava. Now, what is shud dechutz? Shud dechutz is you take an animal that was you makdashit lekachim for a shlomim or for oila, and then you bring it outside the Beis Hamikdash and you makrev it. The halacha is that you chayev misa for that. So there, the pasuk starts off: Dabar el aharim v'abonav el kol bnei Yisrael matalehim zeh hadava shiva Hashem leimar. That says in the pasuk. So it says Dabar el aharim v'abonav el kol bnei Yisrael zeh hadava shiva Hashem. So it says zeh hadava. It makes zera shava. Like the pasuk says, just like shud dechutz, it's the geya Aaron of one of Chol Yisrael. Af parash darim Aaron of one of Chol Yisrael, and we'll see what that's the geya. But darim also has an Aaron of one of Chol Yisrael. Umakan, and just like when a darim says Roshay Matos, af lahalom shud dechutz Roshay Matos. So it means we're using the Gzeres Shava here to say what it says by the darim, which is Roshay Matos, applies to shud dechutz, and what it says by shud dechutz. Aaron of one of Kol Yisrael applies to Nadarim. Now, what's that negeya? The Gemara says, "The parish is Nadarim." L'may Hilchasa. Some have a gear say, "Aaron of one of Kol Yisrael parish Nadarim L'may Hilchasa." What's a negeya? The pasuk that this Gzeres Shava that we're saying, "Aaron of one of Kol Yisrael by Nadarim." What's a negeya? Omrav Acha by Yaakov lahachsher shloisha adyotis to machsher three hedyotis to do hatara sedarim. Freit the Gemara of Rashi Matos k'siv. Mais the pasuk is Rashi Matos. Omrav Chista v'tein Rav Yochanan v'yachad mumcha. That means both could stim. Rashi Matos teaches us yachad mumcha. Then the pasuk Aramar of Chayishol says three hedyotis. So the Ran Bavar and Zechariah for learning from Shutei Chutz, Allah is any yid who brings a carbon outside, any yid, the most unaffiliated yid that brings a carbon outside, is chayiv karis. It could he be matan eder? Dr. Ran, no. Matan eder has to be, even if he doesn't know hilchos nedarim, at least when you explain it to him, he understands, that's the minimum for nedarim. So karis is fair. We're learning it out from Shutei Chutz. How do you have a right now to say, oh, this is what that? He learns Shutei Chutz. So karis means every yid could do a taras nedarim. So the Ran says, you're right, but that's already a svara. That it doesn't make sense. He says, but it says, Haikadine of Haikadine. The Hadyotis, the Griya Kulihai, if you have Hadyotis that are so shvach, that Filki Masbirluhu, if you explain it to them, Lois Savri, they don't understand, Savi Devasaninu, which means they are like old geese, and they're not called, they're like old, lowly geese, which are lowly Zakanim, which are not. Raya for this. Upsitit loy chaz lahat adarim. The kim loy savri klaf. Look, shemai tirim. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. Therefore, even though there's a gzeres shava, but you have to limit and qualify the gzeres shava. There's dafka someone who is can understand what we're talking about. So upon him. So what's the makar for three adyaitis? The makar is for the gzeres shava from shutei chutz. And what's the makar for yachad mumcha for rashi matas? How do you know three? Maybe it's two. Because Rashi Matas is one. Now, anything more than that, maybe it's two. So the Ran says that once it's more than one, we put it like three, like a Bezdin. That's why it's three. So like upon him, the Mekar for three Adyaites is from Aaron and Vonim Chol Yisrael. Why doesn't tell us any more one?
Yeah.
No, because that's where Lashon Yachid. This is the question. It's true. The truth is, that's not really the way it works. It starts all the way, since you see everyone could do Netaras Darim. And that we know that we know could be two or three. So Rashi Matas has to be going up a darga, saying when do you need Rashi Matas? When it's less, when it's one. You still need the Chazal to know how to make a drasha, but I hear your question. Rashi Matas is Lashon Rav, but it just means you're talking to the Rashi Matas, because each one by itself came out of the nether. Now Rashi Matas Shutei Chutz. So what's in a gay Rashi Matas Shutei Chutz? It uses a lashon of Rashi Matas. We're saying that there's a lashon of Rashi Matas also by Shutei Chutz through the Gzeres Shava to teach us there's the idea of being shayl and hektish. You would think it can't be shayl and hektish. Why not? Because the chumra the hektish. Kamas v'lon, it could be shayl and hektish. So that's how this brisa goes beautifully. That we need Aaron Avraham Chol Yisrael by Nedarim teach us three adyaitis. We need Rashi Matas by Shutei Chutz teach us that it can be shayl and hektish. Problem is, Beshamai holds, not like that. Beshamai don't my in Shaila Behektish. Rashi Matos, the Ksib Shutei Chutz Lamai Elchasa. Lachar Beshamai holds, you can't be Shaila Behektish, so why didn't Rashi Matos Shutei Chutz? So, the Gemara, Beshamai, less Luhu Gzerah Shava. He doesn't hold Gzerah Shava. Okay, so he doesn't hold Gzerah Shava. Zerah Dava Parash Dorm like Ksib. Why is it Zerah Dava Parash Dorm? So, the Gemara Pasha, Loimar, Chacham Matir, Vein Baal Matir. That Chacham does a Torah, not a Baal. And Baal Mefer, Baal used Lashon Afarov, ain't Chacham Mefer. So that's what you use the Adava by Nedarim for. I can ask me, with the other man, the Yama, how does he know this drasha? So the Ran answers that the Zeh Adava, of course, by Nedarim teaches us Baal Matir. But to make Zeh Shav, you don't need Mufna Mishneit Stadim. You don't need both words Zeh Adava extra. So Zeh Adava Nedarim is not extra, but Shutei Chutz, the word Zeh Adava is extra. That's enough to make a Zeh Shav. It's called Mufna Mitzad Echad. It's enough to make a Zeh Shav. And that's how Zeh Adava Nedarim teaches us Baal Mefer. And the Zeh Adava Shutei Chutz is used as Gzeres Shava, and that hence Rashi Matas goes there, and Aaron Vanam Chol Yisrael goes here. But Beisham is not holding Gzeres Shava. So let's figure this out. Zeh Adava Nedarim just Chacham Matar Mamater. What do you do by Zeh Adava Shutei Chutz? Zeh Adava Shutei Chutz Lamaik Siv, Loimar, teach us that Al Shchita Chai, Yechai Val Maliko. This din, they take a kachim animal outside the Beis Hamikdash and you shecht it, you chayv misa. What about happens if you take a oif that was hooked l'mizbech and do malika? Are you chayv? Zokt the Beis Shammai, the drush is there, Adav says, no, shchit chayv malika. How do you know the feed the Rabban on this halacha? The Ran speaks out because the pasuk says ashi yeshachet and like Teres Kahanim Darshan's ashi yeshachet prat l'malika. So good, very good. All the drush taken care of. The only problem is like this. Ela beishamai lahach shegimel adiyotis minolam. Fi beishamai, how do you know that three adiyotis could be matir and neder? Bishlam alafi beis hila. Fi beis hila, all the other man diyamim we learned from the pasuk Aaron of Anav Chay Yisrael that says by shlichot we bring it to nedarim, and that's how we know that there's a din of three adiyotis. Well, fi beishamai, how do you know you don't have exeris shava? From the sugya of Asi Barnosim. We'll develop it till the Baal Ramah. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk. Vayidave Moishas Ma'adei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Actually, the Ran's Girsa is that referring to a different Pasuk of Eile Ma'adei Hashem Asher Tikru Oysam B'moy Adam. That's what the Pasuk was referring to according to the Ran, because it's like a Miyat. Eile Ma'adei Hashem Asher Tikru B'moy Adam. And the Brisa says, Vatanya, Rabbi Yisrael Gilu Eimer, Me'adim Namru, V'loy Namru Shabbos Bereish Shemam. It says in the parasha only Me'adim, and not the parasha of Shabbos Bereishis. Benazi Amar Me'adim Namru, V'loy Namru Parasha Nedarim Shemam. It says the parasha Me'adim, and not Nedarim in that parasha. So the Rav Asi, Rav Nosson, Kashla Yamas Dita. The Rav Nosson and Rav Asi had very shver this price. It's a good thing the Elamim has no chumash so good. They didn't have so shver, but he had a very shver. If anyone knows the parasha Emor, it says V'davim Moshe Ma'adei Hashem Alei Shol. The first parasha says Sheish Yom Das Machtecha. The first parasha actually is Shabbos. The first parasha. I mean Rashi did. Rashi says keep Ma'adei. Like have Shabbos. The first parasha is parasha Shabbos. So Rav Asi Ben Osin, who is Ma'avis Edra every week, he had his kasha. Rav Asi Ben Osin kashli Hamasdita also Na'adoi. He had this brisa. He came to Nadoi in front of Rav Sheish. He's like Ashkechei. He couldn't find him. His cash was bothering so much. He traveled a week. Also, Abasrei Lemchuzah. He went to him to Nechuza. Amalei Ma'adi Hashem Nemrulu Nemru Shabbos Bereish Imam. Vaksiv Shabbos Imam. It's the first in the pasuk. Shabbos Imam. Vesu. The second kasha is a harder kasha. Vesu Ma'adi Hashem Nemrulu Nemru Parasha Darim Imam. Vamasitra Ksiva. It says after Parashas Pinchas Grada, it says right away Parashas Nedarim. So Lemaisa in the Parashas Me'adis, it has Shaychas to Nedarim. It's actually not in the Parashas of Emor, not in the same Pasuk of Eila, but Lemaisa, that Kasha is, Lechara there, it's a Parashas Nedarim there also. So what is Pshat in this Brisa? Dafka Ma'adim, not Shabbos. Dafka Ma'adim, not Nedarim. It's not true. Amalei. So he answered, Rav Sheish's answer, I'll tell you Pshat in this Brisa. Hochi Ketoni, this is Pshat in the Brisa. Ma'ade Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin Shabbos Breshin Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. The Eila saying a meet like this. Eila Me'ad Hashem is Tikru Oysam Me'adam. You know who makes Yontif? Chazal make Yontif. Chazal is the one who makes Yontif. Because if they decide when Rosh Chodesh is, that's when Yontif happens. If they decide Rosh Chodesh the next day, Yontif is next day. Who decides Yontif? Chazal. Shabbos is not Chazal. You don't have to make Kaddish every Sunday in order to make Shabbos. It's not the way it works. Shabbos is automatically Mishesh Shabbos Bereshis. Shabbos has not changed in Mishesh Shabbos Bereshis. It's a Metzias. So Eilim Adi Hashem Shtukar Eishem Ma'idah means Dafka Yontav needs Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. Shabbos Bereshis ain't Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. Another din. What does it mean by Nedarim? Ma'adi Hashem Tzrichin Mumcha. To do Kiddush HaChodesh, you need Mumcha. Masha'in Kein, Ve'in Parash Adarim Tzrichin Mumcha. Parash Adarim not need Mumcha. Mumcha is someone who had smicha, was passed down from dar to dar, the permission and the smicha to paskin. So for du kiddush achayish, you need mumcha. So vein parash dar mumcha, mumcha, fill a bezin edyaitis. So this is the makar for Beis Shammai, that the edyaitis work. Because it's eilam adyashim to grace moitim, dafka this, not that. Aye, it says Rosh Yematas. So vein parash dar mumcha, mumcha, siv. We're referring to a Yachad Mumcha by Rashi Matas, and that's different than Hadyaitis. So, upon what are we coming out? That we learn out from the Miyat of Eile that you could have Hadyaitis, and not like Kiddush Chodesh. I Rashi Matas, that's by a Yachad. So, what would you say? A Yachad Mumcha has to be a Mumcha like Kiddush Chodesh, or not? So, the Pasha of the Gemara was saying, like, yeah. We're saying, we're making a Miyat. You don't need, by Kiddush Chodesh, you need three Mumchim. Here you don't need three adyaitis. But Rosh Hashanah says that by when it's one, you need a mumcha. You mean yana mumcha. So it come out, as man said, that we don't have any mumcha, you wouldn't be able to mat in the dharma day yachid. That's what should come out. But the Ram brings down that the Rambam paskins, the koshu rav muvik, mat yachidi. As long as he's a rav muvik, he's a clear gadol, then the loch is he can mat yachidi. I, our Gemara, doesn't have a mashmais like that. So the Ram has a long discussion, that's his big Ram here. One of the things the Ram points out is that anytime he wants to say a mumcha, use Loshon Elohim. Here it says the lashon of Roshi Amatas. That does not mean mamish mumchim. And the Gemara means to say is that the miyat is that there you need three of their mumchim. By us, you don't need three of our mumchim. Ajet is enough. I Roshi Amatas. Roshi Amatas. Then we need our type of mumcha. What's our type of mumcha? So the Ran says later on, Vashem the Rashbam, it says you need a baki and a rav muvik, which means he has to be the recognized gadol bedar. It's not enough that he's a big time chacham; he has to also be one of recognized gadol yadar. And the Ran even says that he saw someone that wrote that filuman the svirle the leibay samach, even ones who don't need samach, but zman has a leka mumcha the chazal hachi. No one's right for this, and he says loy nearly kain lei leibay samach kahecha the gomer v'savav havei meroshe hamatos lefum dare. If it's Roshi Amatas Vidadar, Sagi. That's the Ran comes out, that if you have someone who is Lefum Dare enough, then you could use a Yachid Mumcha. But Maisa, Hayoim, we don't really, not really Samech on this, but Be'etzem, Ikar Din, you should be able to feed a Ran, you should be able to be Samech on this, that someone who is a big Tam Chacham and is recognized Tam Chacham, that would be enough to be Matir Neder by himself, even though he's not a Mumcha, Vienna Mumcha.